Welcome to 45 on the Hour podcast. I'm your host, Colt 45, and I'm here with the Darce Knight, the legend, the ninja, the black belt, the master. What's up, bro?
What's going on, sir? How are you today?
Pretty good, bro.
We were off to a busy morning.
We've been talking about God knows what for like the last hour, even before the podcast.
All that behind it. A lot of moving parts around here. You have the new business.
Right? The service master.
Which has been
crazy. And that kind of leads me into the subject that I was going to talk about today. And we got a phenomenal podcast for you today. Today, we're going to talk about balance. So a lot of people have been asking me, through social media, bro, people have been asking me like, dude, how the hell do you do it, bro? Single dad, three girls.
All different. You have like a baby girl.
Yeah. So I have a 9-year-old, a 13-year-old that's about to be 14, and a 17-year-old about to be 18. And they're driving me bonkers.
Hang in there.
I'm trying to survive, bro. Yeah, right?
That's
just
a lot.
Just trying to live.
That's a lot.
Yeah, because
the teenage years are the rough years.
I think that my older one and my middle one are kind of going through this phase of slight entitlement. And I don't know if it's the schools. I don't know if it's the kids. I think it's a little bit of both. And I think it's a little bit of social media, to be honest with you. But I'm trying to prevent that. So getting back to, how do you do it? I don't. Honestly, I just have like a balance that I kind of do. I have a schedule that I keep that allows myself to have a good coordinated schedule, right? So I wake up, I have my, my non-negotiables, my gym, my exercising, and then I go into the things that I need to do throughout the day. And as they fluctuate, I fluctuate. So I have to be kind of like a Gumby, right? Remember Gumby, the old cartoon?
Flexible.
Gumby and Pokey.
Semper
back
Gumby.
In the 80s. Semper Gumby, right? Mm-hmm. That was a Marine Corps thing, wasn't it?
Yep.
Semper Gumby, yeah. So balance. You got to keep the balance. You got to be flexible and you have to still have a schedule that you keep. So I have a balance of four things, okay, that I try to focus on throughout my day. At no particular time, even though I have a calendar that illustrates, 7 to 9 is this and then 9 to 11 is this. My calendar kind of, it has to be, Gumby, like we were talking. So for example, wanted to give you a basic morning for myself. I start off with typically get up in the morning. I check all my emails that came in from the night before. And then I go straight into my morning routine, which is to grab a half a cup of coffee and to have a little thing of oatmeal to start my carbs up for the morning, have my carb intake. And then I typically do a run or I go straight to the gym. I get my exercise in for about 90 minutes, and then I go to the next phase, which is typically straight to an appointment or straight to the office to elaborate on things, or I have projects I'm working on, or things take a turn, and then there's a problem I have to go put out, or I have to do an estimate, or I have to do whatever it is, whatever I have to do throughout that window of time, which typically for that window for me is typically from like 10 to like 3 or something like that. Sometimes it extends to like 4 or 5. And I kind of go based off of that. Depending on how the day goes, if the new business is taking off in a certain direction, which that's taking a lot of my time right now, I'll allot more time to that. After the work segment has been taken care of, and that's just for the physical part of it, the phone part of it still kind of lingers on for another few hours after that.
And that's you're on it whenever you can be, or you get a call, you got to take it then.
Correct.
Somebody's trying to reach out to you to get something done. You got to take it then and there.
Yeah. I just have to drop what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But after that, so I typically between 5 and 8 or 6 and 8, I try to allot time just for my kids. And usually what I'll do is I'll go straight home and then I'll try to eat with them or do something with them or play with them in some way.
Get all your attention at that point.
They get my attention, yeah, and I drop everything else. Yeah, things trickle in, but that's why I was saying balance, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to take a call because it's important, but for the most part, I know when it's too much and I know when people can wait.
Gotcha.
I'm kind of at that point. So my kids typically from that, from that 6 to 8, 6 to 9.
That's them, yeah.
It's kind of like a buffer,
that's
yeah.
Cool, man.
And then there's me time. So me time starts between 9 and 10. Sometimes a little bit later. But I always have to have at least an hour or two to myself. And that's typically just to relax, read a book, watch TV.
I get you, dude.
Yeah, I got to have my me time where it's quiet. And there's, you know, no one's asking me for things. Dad this, dad that, or, you know, Colt this or Colt that.
A lot of times when you're very busy or you're answering questions all day, a little bit of alone time goes a long way.
Totally. Yeah. It 100% goes a long way. And it does help to have that balance. So if you don't have that balance, try to find it. You can find it. Just make sure that people understand and you reiterate to people, if you're a busy individual that, hey, you know, I'm just one person. Okay. I want to take care of whatever you need me to take care of, but I'm just one person. I tell that to my kids probably all day long.
Do you have anybody in your life, like at your house helping you?
I do. I have my aunt. She helps me out a lot.
Okay. Right on. Okay.
She lives in a separate unit on the property and she stays and she, you know, helps out as far as like when I leave. You know, she'll take the kids to school if I have to leave earlier and things like that. So
that's great.
But that allows me to have the balance, right? That we're talking about. So balance doesn't mean that you're doing everything yourself. Balance just means that you're figuring out a way that you can give everybody a little bit of your time. Okay. And that comes with execution. So executing balance means that you have to execute time. Okay. So if you're going to have balance and you want to allot balance towards your kids or your family or a significant other, or your own personal time or exercise, you need to allot your life. You need to create a life that evolves around those balances. And so if you need to have exercise and that's in the morning, you have to find someone that could take care of your morning stuff that normally would block up your time. And so what I do is I kind of have an algorithm that I think of. I think about time and money, and I kind of put those into a sequence to where I think of, you know, like what's going to be more valuable for me in the end, okay? Is it the time or is it the money, right? So with my kids, time is more important than money. So I don't really think of that as any other value besides like personal value, right? The business, I have to allot time to that because it's going to generate money.
Okay,
right?
I got you, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
No, this is like playing out perfectly.
Yes, but time and money both have a balance also. Mm-hmm. So like I was saying, then my personal exercise routine, that's a value, right? That helps me grow. That allots to my mindset.
That gives you back some energy.
It gives me purpose and consistency and confidence. So that allows me both time and money. Mm-hmm. Okay. In my eyes, because it allows me time with my family so that I'm healthier, that I'm more active. It allows me money because it allows me to think and process information more quickly. It allows me to be less stressed out, so I'm able to take on more stress and more things and more content, more, you know, problems and whatever it is.
You would not be able to maintain this pace or this workload not being in shape. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That pays for itself. You made yourself a race car.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You got to build up the engine, right?
Yeah. You know?
And then last but not least, like my personal time, okay? That's another thing that's both time and money. So it allows me time to myself so that I can think, you know, about my future, you know, contemplate the day, just have peace in mind that, you know, no one's going to bother me so I can have some quiet time. To all the moms and dads out there, you know what I'm talking about. And, you know, and as far as money, it allows me to think about, you know, progressing for the future and like what I need to do tomorrow. It allows me to think about, you know, what I've done today. Did I make any progress today? Am I going backwards? You know, every day is lived by the moment. So if I'm not making the most out of my moments, I'm not going to, you know, end up having a good day, whether it's good or bad, you know. But on another note, having balance creates a better you. It also allows you to be a better parent. But lately, my kids are feeling like they're entitled and it's driving me absolutely bonkers.
You're over here working hard on yourself, hard for them, and they're just like, whatever.
Dude, it's driving me crazy. I don't know if it's just the kids in school, you know, I don't know if it's
where they picked that up from.
I never taught them those things, you know?
I don't ever see you as an entitled individual. You work hard for everything.
Yeah, I feel like I'm still like, you know, like I need to give.
Yeah,
like I just
I get that.
I feel like I just need to give constantly. that's just kind of how I am. And that's just my perception on reality in life, you know, is that the more you give, the more you receive.
Oh, 100%.
You know?
Yes, sir.
And I'm not looking to receive. I just feel like the things that come to me come naturally. It's almost like an attraction. You know, I give the opposite of what I feel. So if I'm hurting inside, I'll give love, you know? And typically most of the time, I would say a few years ago, I was always hurting, you know, like 80% of the time. It was like just this pain. I couldn't get rid of it. Now it's like maybe about 20%, you know?
Okay, nice.
And so it's dropped a lot. And it's just because I don't think about it so much.
I understand.
I don't entertain the thoughts, and like, my habits are completely different.
You know, when you're going to negative space in your head, the ability to control your mind and just kind of shake it off, or like get rid of the thought real quick, or not think about it as much.
Exactly.
You know, cause you're putting that fake stress on yourself.
Exactly. You know? And that's what I try to teach my kids. And going back to that, I was saying that they, I feel like they're entitled. It's just, I feel like they got this aura that, like, you know, like, oh, my friends at school say that, you know, they were given this vehicle because they turned 16 and all these other things. And I feel like my kids need to earn it. Okay. I feel like that life is about the work, you know, and I just did a post this morning about how the work instills the worth. Okay. If you can't do the work, how are you supposed to build that confidence within yourself and that whole aura that you're trying to build up? It's like you have to do the work to feel like you made a difference, that you're generating the energy possible that you didn't have to generate to show yourself that you're able to do it. You're accomplishing tasks, you're accomplishing goals, you know? So you have to do the work. And my daughter was telling me the other day, she's like, oh, well, this person was putting me down and, you know, they were hurting my feelings, telling me that, you know, I'm trying to do better at this, and you know,
a school friend or something.
Yeah, like a school friend.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, honey. Well, first of all, usually people that are putting you down, it's people that just aren't doing the work. They're not doing it. Like you're out there running, you're out running track, you know, and you're making a better person out of yourself. And she struggles with anxiety, so she was like coming to me, and she was like, well, you know, my friend was putting me down, and they were saying that, you know, I spent too much time doing this, and you know, like, why am I doing that? And like, what's that going to do for me? And like, you know, just all this negative crap. I was telling her, I was like, dude, like, why are you listening to this girl? You know what I'm saying?
That person
sounds like just constantly negative. Yeah, like,
that's not your friend.
It's not your friend. That's that's someone that's just trying to drain your enemy or your energy. Maybe. I'm sorry, not your enemy, your energy. And she's like, well, why, Dad? And I was like, because they haven't done the work that you're doing. Do they get up at 5 a.m. and go on a 2 mile run or a 3 mile run? You know, and do they stretch like you? Do they eat well? Do they have a regiment that you're trying to learn and earn? And, you know, do they have a friendship that you've built in a, you know, with your track team? And have they done all that stuff? Have they seen what that feels like to win a race? No, they haven't. They don't have it because they haven't done the work.
They have no idea what they're talking about.
Correct. Exactly. They don't know what they're talking about because they haven't experienced it yet.
And this is the kind of kid that's in your girl's mind.
Correct. And she's attracted to that kind of thing sometimes, where she'll be like, well, why are they saying this? You know, because she's questioning it. She's like, well, why are they saying this to me? That doesn't make sense. And that's the number one thing that poisons our kids, guys, is that people come out and they try to tell our kids something that they just don't necessarily need to hear, because it's just, they're just trying to steal their energy. And so we have to protect our kids, and we have to tell them that you're doing everything right. By working, by getting out there, by trying new activities, by trying new things, by trying to be a different person.
Going after something.
Just find something. You'll just do something, you know. But they get into these little motives where they think that, you know, hey, I my friends are telling me that I'm owed this, or, you know, like, I need this. And I'm trying to get that out of their head, and they're starting to come at me with it a little bit, you know. And I think it's social media. I think it's their friends. And I'm trying to keep them away from that, because I believe, guys, within my heart, everything that's in me, that, you know, you got to get out there and you got to work for it. You got to, because that's really ultimately like what builds the character and the person that you should want to admire most, you know? And I always tell my kids this. I always say, hey, why are you looking up to people that don't have what you want? You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you looking at people and getting information from them when they don't have what you want? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And do you want to be like that person?
Yeah. I was telling my daughter, Hannah, she was like, well, this person's, you know, putting me down. And I was like, okay, are they going to be a track star? She's like, oh no, this girl has no interest in track. She just,
She just sits in the sidelines talking bad about everybody else.
Correct. She's just a gossiper. Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, what does she want to do? And she's like, I don't know. I think she wants to be, you know, like a, I can't remember what she said. Maybe like a rapper or something. Oh, cool. Or like a dancer. I don't know. She was talking about those rap groups that she listens to or whatever. And I was like, okay, so she wants to be like in the music industry maybe or something. She's like, yeah. I was like, okay, cool. Well, that sounds good. Well, do you want to be in the music industry? And she's like, no. I was like, cool. Then why are you listening to someone that doesn't want to be in the music industry? Why are you listening or, you know, or that doesn't want to be a track star? She wants to be in the music industry. And I was trying to tell her that. She's like, well, yeah, that kind of makes sense, Dad. But yeah, and she was just so attracted to it. And I was like, why are you looking up to this person? Like, you know, they ultimately aren't going to be the person that you want to be. So why would you listen to them? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and I try to tell this to my kids, like, don't listen to anyone that's not in a position where you want to be. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
There's a little quote. I forget exactly how to say it, but it's, you'll never meet somebody doing better than you that's going to turn around and toss shade at you or something. Like, people out there doing it don't have time to belittle other people.
Yeah, you're never going to find someone in a better position than you that's going to go run their mouth or talk crap about you or like go on your page or, you know, comment on you. So just remember that. If you guys are thinking to yourself, man, no, I know what he's talking about. I totally agree. And I understand that. Just understand that anyone that's coming at you with something, you know, haters or whatever, running their mouth, talking crap, all those people are just, they're just hurting inside, ultimately.
The teens that age, they don't know that though. And they think like this is their buddy or their peer, you know? And this is how I should think too, you know? When you're at that age and somebody introduces you to like a whole like human thing that we do, like it's like, oh, and they haven't experienced it yet. They have no defense.
It's because they're attracted to it. They're attracted to the energy, okay? Not necessarily attracted to the... like what they're actually saying. They're attracted to the energy behind it.
Okay. I could see
because that. It's because our minds are generated to, our minds are designed to go towards the negative path. It's just a historical.
You mentioned that before.
Yeah. Yeah. The human brain is designed to go negative. It's designed to think negative, right? And it's almost like a thing that's supposed to help us, right? It's really supposed to help us to keep us going, right?
To keep us safe.
But what it does is it was used back in the old days where you had to like, you know, think negatively in the thought of like, okay, well, I got to provide for my family or else they're not going to eat. Well, if they don't eat, okay, well, I get it. I better go out and get more food for my family. That's kind of how it was designed. But now, you know, you have social media, you have all these other things that are constantly infiltrating your kids' minds. And
sometimes you have conflicting things.
You do. You have very conflicting things.
What is the right thing to do? To eat meat or not eat meat?
Dude, it's difficult.
You know, to be a vegan or to be carnivore.
Like, right. And so those are things that you talk about, right? And I mean, you got to be able to decide ultimately, but your brain is designed to think negatively in a sense first, right? And the more you think about it, if you let your thoughts run rampant, you're going to always lean towards the negative, you know, because that's just a normal thing.
When you're given a thought, like an emotion, is the negative like the opposite? So like if you're introduced into something like you like it or hate it in that type of way.
Like, oh, I see what you're saying. So you know, if like you're introduced to something like, hey, do you like this or do you hate it? Then your brain is typically going towards the hate.
Even like that, idea. It's we could use you like or dislike.
I think that your brain just typically goes towards the, hey, I have a choice. And I'm gonna lean on that choice. Well, what if I just go towards the one that causes the most controversy, right? Mm. And it's typically the negative, right? So if you're like, hey man, you know, do you like the color of my shirt? And I'm like, he's giving me a choice. Okay. Well, I could say yes and make him feel better, but what if I said no and I just question him, make him think about himself and the idea that maybe does he like the color blue? It's just like it kind of elaborates because people like to ask questions and they like to be asked questions about themselves. People like to brag, right? Mm-hmm. So I try to always think of things like that, you know?
Oh,
like,
wow. You okay?
You get what I'm saying?
I do understand that.
Yeah. Human beings, that's why social media is there. Mm-hmm. People just like to brag and they like attention. So go ahead.
When like dealing with like, you know, going back to your daughter, like if somebody were to say that to me now, like, uh-huh. Oh, like, look at this person. Like, why are they even trying? you know, it only, I only needed to take a couple interactions with that person to know like, oh, I don't want to talk to this person, you know? So like, I hope she gets that, like starts to understand that that person will always exist, that like hater.
Dude, and that's what I tell my kids now. And I'm trying to teach them that, like, because they struggle, my daughter, like I said, like my oldest daughter struggles with so much anxiety. She like has panic attacks, like often. And it's all in her head.
Yeah, it's that fake weight. It's that fake negativity.
Dude, I tell her that. I try to like sit with her and I talk to her and I'm like, listen, what you're thinking right now is because of your thoughts and your habits. The your thoughts and your habit are going to dictate your whole life and the outcome of it, right? The only difference between me and you is our habits, literally. And she's like, well, Dad, everything seems to be easy for you and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, listen.
Right. Yeah, right.
You have absolutely zero idea what I deal with on a daily basis. We're all dealing with something. But check it out. The difference between me and you is I don't feel like a victim. And I had to say that to her because she constantly feels like a victim because she constantly feels like she's entitled. And I have to tell her. I'm like, you're not you're not owed anything. I owe you everything, right? But you're not owed anything, right? Like you're not owed a car. You're not owed, you know, an endless bank account, you know, whatever you want. You know, you're not owed any of that stuff. Like get that out of your head. You should be thankful for everything that you have. And you have to be willing to work for it, right? And the only difference between me and you, I tell her all the time, because she's like, well, Dad, you're so strong and you're so confident and everything seems easy for you. And I'm like, listen, it's not, okay? I struggle every freaking day. Every day I struggle to get up. Every day I struggle to go on a run, to work out. Every day I struggle to go to work. Every day I struggle to freaking just sit on my own without my thoughts entering my brain. But you know what I do? I do the same thing every day. I keep it consistent. Because my habits dictate my future. My consistency dictates who I'm going to be. If I don't do it consistently and I'm not repetitious with it, I'm going to fail. Because I don't allow my feelings and my emotions to dictate anything. I allow my discipline to. My discipline is in charge, not my habits. My habits are my discipline, right? So I've said, okay, these are the things that I need to do to create this person that I want to admire most. So I don't think of myself as like, hey, I admire Colt. No, I don't. I admire the dude in the future, the Colt that I see that I think that I could be the best person of. Does that make sense?
I understand.
I don't even know if I said that right.
No, no, I get it, Colt. You're seeking your own.
I see a dude like up the road, like an hour from me. And I'm like right behind him. I'm closer. 2 years ago, I was a couple hours from him, maybe like 10 hours. You know, I think of it as like a distance race. And I'm just creeping on him, dude. I see him. I can see him now, dude. He's up the road, dude, and I see him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you.
But if I step back and I let my emotions dictate my outcome every day, and I say, you know what? I didn't feel like doing that.
Mm-hmm. Get derailed.
Well, not only that, instead of me seeing him, he's going to hang a left. Then I got to go find him again. I got to see how far he is. He might have just gained another 2 hours on me. Until I catch him and then I pass him, I don't have anything. But I'm never going to get there if I deviate from my habits and my thoughts. I got to keep those in line.
Yes, sir.
No matter how I feel, your emotions are the biggest deterrent of the person that you could be in the future. Just remember that. Your emotions are the biggest deterrent for the person you could be in the future. So you cannot let your emotions dictate who you're going to be. Your emotions are a feeling. They are a wave. They come in and they come out. You have to focus on the person that you want to admire most. And you have to build that person. You got to build the character of that person. The only way that you build character is through consistency. Consistency, the only thing that builds character. Character is the person that you've developed over a long time, consistent amount of years, a person that you have in your mind that you ultimately feel is the best person for your aura, the energy that you want to give, the person from history, you know, that you've developed all these things that you've seen and all these experiences you had from being a kid all the way up to your adolescent, you know, to teenage years, to adult years, to whatever good and bad you've experienced, and you've developed this human and this individual. And then that character, that person is designed into an individual that people see, right? And that's who you want the world to see and view you as, right? That's that's your character, right? And then ultimately you take that person and then you see a vision of someone that you ultimately want to be, right? So the person that you are, and then there's a person that you want to be. And so I try to teach that to my kids and I always say, hey, who you are now is not who you're going to be in the future. It's not. Who you are now is the person that you're learning from. You're learning because of all the things that you've adapted to since you were born and how the world's given you information, how you view information. That's your character. That's who you are right now. But that person doesn't have to remain the same. That person can evolve and that person can change.
Can grow.
Correct. But that dictates that person, that the reason why you know that person now is because you've developed it over time. But if you want that person to change, then you have to change your habits and you have to change your thoughts. Okay. And those things, if you decide to change them and stop creating these excuses for yourself that you're entitled and it's just going to get handed to you, right? Someone's just going to go, here you go. Here's $1 million and a house and a car and everything you need. And even if you got that, you wouldn't be happy. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I was trying to tell her.
Because like, you didn't do the work.
Because you didn't do the work. You know? And so I was saying like, you know, if you got all those things, like, would you be happy? Because she was like, well, if I just got it all and, you know, it would make me happy. And I was like, but would it? But would it? Why would it make you happy? How did you earn it? Would you appreciate it once you got it? You wouldn't, because you just got it handed to you, mm-hmm. You know? And I used to do that for them. I used to just buy them whatever they wanted. It never worked. It never made them happy. They always wanted more. Instead of taking time to be like, wow, I got this new bike. I got to clean it up. I got to make sure I take care of it because, you know, I haven't had anything big like this in a while. It's like, it never entered their brain. So after I started making it something that was like, you know, like a Christmas thing or a birthday thing and, you know, you have to earn big items and things like that. Even though I could totally take care of them financially, I don't do that anymore.
Now you're teaching them.
Yeah, I'm teaching them. Because at the end of the day, like as parents, once our kids leave our nest, I call it, they go out to the world and that person is a reflection of us. That we've...
I would think so. They have your imprint.
You know, it's some reflection of us. Yeah. I don't want to say that it's all of us because we don't dictate the people that, you know, they could become or are.
But like you are in charge of them for those first 18 years.
Yes.
Right?
Well, you take that as like almost like an honor thing. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, you know, I got pride in this. Like I built this cool person, you know? But there's things that are out of our control. And that goes me into my last subject, you know, like don't focus on it. If you're a parent that has, you know, a kid that's a little rough around the edges, just do your best. Live the life mm-hmm. of the person that you wish them to emulate. Okay.
Be a good example.
If you want them to be a good mom or dad that's always there, then always be there. If you want them to be a mom or dad that they see always working out and you want them to work out to take care of their bodies and their minds, then you go do that. Right. If you want them to see a financially driven, a financially successful human being, then you be that for them. You know, whatever you want them to be, you need to do that for yourself. I think it's caught, not taught.
Your daughter does work out and take care of herself. She probably got that from you.
Yeah.
But then she probably doesn't see you struggle to work. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so
why make it easy for them?
I get that.
I always believe that it's my job to take care of them. Uh-huh. But now I've kind of reversed it since they've gotten older. And I kind of put that things on them.
That's good.
I make them call and make appointments for themselves.
Oh, really? Good. Yeah. Good.
I'm up their butt about it, right? Like I'll check in on them, like, hey, did you call? Hey, did you call? Hey, did you call? I'm like a, you know.
Yeah,
but I want them to physically do it themselves. Uh-huh. As annoyed as they are. And they tell me crap, you know. And I'm sure a lot of you parents can relate, but yeah, sometimes my daughter will say really mean things to me. You know, hurtful things.
Just stay in there, man. You got it.
You know, I can't stand it, man. When she's like, I hate you. You're a horrible dad. And I'm like, I know I'm not, but it hurts to hear it.
Yeah.
But if you hear those things, just remember this, guys, you have two choices. You can either be their friend or you could be their parent. If you're their parent, you're probably not going to agree on a lot of things. If you're their friend, then you're going to agree on a lot of things, but you're not going to teach them whatever they need to know to be successful in life. Yeah. It's a tough one to get over.
If a lot of times in our program, we have kids that come in for various reasons of they don't listen, or, you know, they don't want to be at school, or the police have to come to their house. And a lot of times those kids are looking for discipline and they don't get it from their parent or whoever who's at the house because they're already their friend. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So sometimes you got to bring them outside for somebody else to show them structure and how to live and how to go through a lot of the, like, what would you say growing up is trials?
Yeah.
How somebody made it up through the trials, that's not their parent.
You know? Right.
So see, oh, like, wait a minute. Like, you could be rich and shape and have everything you want. You know, I don't have that at home. I didn't know that was a possibility. I didn't know it was a possibility to be happy.
That's the cool thing about jujitsu, bro, is that jujitsu creates discipline. It allows you to be there, wear a gi, be respectful, and then it humbles you, bro.
Build that consistency.
I think that everyone needs to kind of, and this is probably something that a lot of people don't want to hear, but I think that sometimes you just need to get beat up.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I think when you think you're like on cloud nine and all of a sudden some guy that's like, you know, half your size gets on top of you and puts you in a pretzel and then you can't get out of it. You get irritated for a second. And you're irritated. Oh my God, I'm irritated. And all of a sudden he lets it go. And he's like, hey man, I could have hurt you real bad, but I didn't. And then you're like, all right, man, it does something to you. And you're like, man, I got respect for whatever you just did to me. I have respect for it now. I have no idea how you did it, but now I want to learn. He's like, all right, man, we'll stay humble and I'll teach you. Right?
That is it. Yeah.
And now you got to be consistent. You got to come. You got to come back. Right?
You want to come back so that one day, like, you'll be in that position.
Exactly.
You know, have knowledge.
I think that, that's a huge, huge learning curve for these kids these days, this whole generation. Is that kids just think that they're, they're like owed. And I think that needs to change. Like, we owe them everything, right? As our kids, right? We need to take care of them. We need to give them everything that we never had. But we just don't want them to feel that they don't have to do anything to earn it. Because they'll never feel the pride in that. You know what I'm saying? They'll never feel
when they're
the confidence.
When they're adults, they will not have that.
Right.
You know, that's a fake. That's an illusion, you know?
Right. Because you're building that character within them. And I think that that's just something that we need to just kind of focus on more as parents, is don't focus on them being more upset at you. Just remember that, like, what you're doing is to help them, and focus on trying to make them the person that you think that they would most admire most. And do that with your actions. Do that with how you're letting them view yourself, and just create that discipline, create that consistency. Being a parent's hard, bro. It's hard, especially when you're doing it on your own.
I could see that. So no judgment, man. You got it. You got it, dude. Yeah. You're doing your thing.
But I want to commend all those parents out there, especially if you're moms with all boys or dads with all girls like me.
It's rough out there.
It will change you. My daughters have created more peace in my soul, because you have to be very, 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 very understanding when you have all girls. Because now you have emotions in play. And you can't be like, hey, son, get off your butt. Go to your room. It doesn't work like that with girls. It's like, you got to be gentle, because then you're mean. You know, oh, you're mean. I'm not being mean. Just telling you. But you're being mean. I'm not being mean. Go to your room. Can you say it politer? And then I'll go, no, just go. You know, it's like a hurdle, you know?
Yeah.
And it sometimes drives me absolutely bonkers, but.
Do you know how we were talked to when we were in boot camp? Like,
yeah.
Can you talk to me a little nicer? Like, what?
That wouldn't even be a question. Right. About. They would just punch you in the head or something. Boot camp was wild.
Like, they have no idea we went through that.
Yeah. I learned so much in boot camp, bro. So much. So much about myself. Things that I never thought I could do, because I always pushed my limits. And that's what I do with my kids. I do the same. I don't treat them like it's boot camp, right? Obviously. But I get them to push their limits. I always do it. What can they do that they didn't know they could do?
Whenever you push somebody to their limits, they're always going to push back a little bit too.
They're going to push back, but they're going to do what? They're going to grow.
Yeah.
They're going to grow. I think growth is the only thing that you really have in life to evolve yourself, is to feel like you're growing.
Yeah, dude. That's cool. That's cool. We can do that.
But you don't feel like you're growing unless you've accomplished things and you have task-oriented things that you've accomplished.
There's 3 ways to grow, like physically, spiritually, mentally, all that.
Yeah.
That works too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's like my main thing, you know,
that's cool, dude.
Physically, spiritually, mentally.
Yeah. And that builds your balance.
It does, especially for the kiddos. But, I just wanted to have a podcast that we kind of focused on kids. I know you don't have kids yet, but you're kind of like a dad to a lot of these kids, you know, in the jiu-jitsu school and with all the self-help stuff that you do with the kids at the Beat the Streets and things like that.
Just a coach.
You're like more, I mean, yeah, you're not a parent, but you're like a big brother.
Just a Jedi out here in the world.
You're just a Jedi. But you got all these little guys walking around. What's a Jedi is like a, I can't, I'm not into the Star Wars.
A Padawan. Yeah, there's a lot of Padawans around here.
There you go.
For sure.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But you're doing a good thing, man.
Thank you, man.
And I admire that a lot about you. And that's a good thing, man.
I've made a couple Jedi, no big deal.
You have. And that's the thing, right? You're making leaders in this world. And I think in closing, that's what we are here for our kids, is just to be, we're trying to create leaders, and we're trying to create kids that can lead the people that need help the most. I think so. I think that's just what being a parent's most about, is teaching them to obviously grow up and be able to be self-sufficient, financially responsible, find someone that can love them, and then so they can love themselves and be happy for the rest of their life and have a great life that just is evolved around love and peace. But I think to add to that, I think life's all about giving back. And I think it's about finding a way to create someone who's stronger than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what I want for my kids. I want them to be stronger than me.
Yeah, I get that's a great goal.
Because they might not see it right now. And so if you're struggling as a parent, just understand they ain't going to see it right now. But they will see it eventually.
Yeah, for sure. I get that.
Maybe in their 30s, maybe 40s.
I was 50s. A knucklehead growing up.
It might take some time. But you just got to play the game. Play the good guy. Play the, you know, fight the good fight. That's what I always say. It's just fight the good fight. The good fight is fighting against them and the things that they think that they don't need, but you're telling them they do. Your repetition's keeping them honest, and it's keeping them straight, and it's keeping them focusing on the goals that they need to ultimately do in their life to survive. So keep it consistent, guys. Stay disciplined. And don't forget where you came from, and don't forget what we have to do for our kids. You got anything else, bro?
No, dude. Thank you for opportunity. 4th of July is coming up. That'll be a fun holiday.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I don't know, man. Let's go to the beach. Let's go do something.
Go to the beach, do something?
Yeah.
It's interesting, man. We got a lot of things coming up with our country. A lot of changes. But no matter what, man, serving our country was probably the greatest thing I ever did. Besides having kids in my life. Learned so much about it. The way that I look at the flag is just completely different than I think the average person hasn't.
For you, that removes the entitlement. You know what I'm saying? Like, we still put it on. Like, we still, like, it's a blessing to be here in this country. You know? Like, we work hard for that.
Yes.
Put our bodies on the line for that.
What do they say about it? They say freedom has a taste that the protected can't understand.
Mm. I could see that.
Yeah.
I could, that's cool.
Yeah. I can't remember the actual saying, but it's like freedom has a taste that the protected will never or something. I don't know.
They'll never know.
Yeah. We'll never know. So happy 4th of July, guys. As it comes up, just know that this country is protected by the best. It's the best country in the whole world. And I hope you guys have a great 4th of July. Keep taking care of those kids. Keep being the role models for your kids to emulate. And until next time, get up, get after it, and get some.